It has been found this week that endangered Asian elephants could age faster and have fewer offspring if their mothers are stressed when they're born. Researchers at the University of Sheffield have measured a hormone associated with stress to be able to determine the time of year that the elephants most feel the pressure. I spoke with Hannah Mumby about the effects of these stress levels.
We took samples from reproductive aged females through a whole year to monitor their stress hormones. And then we determined that in several months of the year, their stress hormones were elevated. And what we did was then look back in time at elephants that were born in the elevated stress season, and we traced their pattern of reproduction.
What makes the elephant stressed? How come they have stress seasons, I suppose?
Elephants, like a lot of animals, are subject to a lot of seasonal stresses. So if you think about things that we might encounter with the changes in the season, maybe food availability, changes in the climate, and also the elephants that I work with, they're working elephants, and they do most of their work in the monsoon season. So they've got that to contend with, and a high humidity, and they're also contending with a high workload at that time of the year as well.
How did you obtain this data? Obviously, it would have to be quite a large set, I understand.
It's quite an amazing story that when the British invaded Myanmar, Burma, they wanted to keep track of all of the elephants because they're such an important economic resource to the country. And since the British were there all the way through the British occupation and through independence to the present day, the elephants have been tracked very closely. So we have complete life history data on about 8,000 elephants and up to 5 generations, which for an animal so long lived is really amazing. And the way that I got access to it is working on the Myanmar Timber Elephant Project and through a vet called Kai Ma. And she gave us access to this data and also the opportunity to go back and follow up with the elephants that are still alive today and take a lot of measurements from them, which was fantastic.
Oh, that's amazing. So you got up close and personal with all the elephants.
I did.
Oh, brilliant. All jealousy of elephant playtime aside, what do these findings tell us?
The elephants born in the kind of high stress season, they had a higher peak in their 20s, so they were reproducing more, but their decline was very much steeper. We didn't have any high stress season born elephants reproducing at the age of 50, whereas plenty of other ones were. So it kind of shows that in elephants, there's a lot of variation in this decline in fertility that happens with age.
What Hannah means here is that the elephants born in the monsoon season are far less likely to produce offspring when they're older, compared to the elephants born during other seasons, almost like they become infertile earlier. But how does this relate to human reproduction?
Elephants, in terms of reproductive aging, are really interesting to investigate in comparison to humans, because basically, at the start, everything looks very similar. In both humans and elephants, you have sexual maturity happening in the teen years, and then also a peak in fertility in the 20s, which is quite similar across humans and elephants. But what really diverges was their aging trajectories. And now in humans, where you hit this wall of menopause and no one reproduces after that, what elephants experience is more of a slow decline. And that's what I was quite interested in this population.
What do you think is next for your research then?
I think that a lot of this research has been focused on females, and that's not just in elephants, but in a lot of species. When we look at reproduction, we're focused on females. So the possibility of looking into male reproduction and male aging could be really interesting.